Next case, please.
Bear with me a second. Next application is the application of Martin Vandergriff, case number 11538. Site is northeast of Route 602, Hunter's Cove Road, approximately 400 feet northwest of Route 594, Oak Road, and with a 911 address of 13325 Hunter's Cove Road, Greenwood, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 430, Map 9, Parcel 40.06, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. That request is for a variance of 6.5 feet from the required 15-foot side yard setback for a pole building. The office received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Martin Vandergriff. I live at 13325 Hunter's Cove Road, Greenwood, Delaware, 19950.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm here before you tonight because I would like a variance on a side yard setback from the 15 feet down to what I need of 6.5 feet. The reason is I would like to install a pole building. It's going to house my shop for my hobbies. I'm a woodworker. I have a lot of machinery as far as table saws, band saws, different woodworking material, and I carve decoys. The building, the reason I need it is because I can't put it further back in my yard. One of the unique things about the property is I have a septic mound. And the septic mound, I cannot drive over because, as you well know, that's leach field. So therefore, I have no choice except to put it in front of that. By doing that, I'm going to need a side variance. I've talked to some of my neighbors on each side. We speak very infrequently, but we do speak. I'm new to the neighborhood. I asked them if they would object. They said absolutely not. The neighbor on one side of me has arborvitaes that are about 15 to 18 feet high down his fence line. My yard is presently enclosed with a fence, so the building he would not even see. He gets an added benefit from the building because it acts as a windbreak for him besides the arborvitaes. And as everybody knows, it seems to get a little breezy down here. The neighbor on the other side could not see the building unless he walked out of his property, walked out the back door of his property, went about 40 feet in his yard, and then turned around, looked across my yard, his yard, and then my yard, and then he would see a portion of the building. The building is a proposed to actually accentuate my house. Since I've been there, I bought the property in October. We've had one addition already where we added a sunroom and a deck. I have pictures of that if you'd like to see them. And what we did is we designed the sunroom so it would actually complement the house. The same windows that we used in the house were used in the sunroom. Instead of just a standard double window that you would look out, we have the window with the header above it that has a transom. We used the same windows on the addition. When I did the deck, I actually improved the property because the existing deck that was there, I had it lifted by a crane. It was not even attached to the house. One of the things that I'm very concerned about is safety. I'm very concerned about the aesthetics of the house as well. The building will mimic the addition to the house itself. It will be the same color. The neighbors won't be adversely affected by it. Some of my neighbors already have existing pole buildings. One of my neighbors across the street has existing pole buildings, which I have pictures if you'd like to see. And it is right up next to his windbreak or his arborvitaes that he has. That's what my plans would be. I would like to do it for not only that reason, but also the fact that there is some health issues that I have. One of them, my partner, the other owner of the property, is Sharon Hafer. She can't be here tonight, or she chose not to be. She just had a loss of her daughter, so it's not a real good time for her to go and speak to people she's not familiar with. She's concerned about my health as I've been in the hospital with a heart condition, which I didn't know I had, but they tell me, yeah. And she would like me to be rather close to the house, to say the least. By having the building right there by the house, it would also allow, in case there was a medical emergency, that the medical people could get to me. They wouldn't have to drive over the septic if they had to get to a building that was in the back of the property. It won't impact my neighbors in a negative fashion. It will actually improve or complement the aesthetics of the property. The septic mound was not caused by me. I did not. I'm not the one who put it in there. So I had nothing to do with it. I just have to work with the property that I have. The other property, like I said, next to me, won't be able to actually see my building unless they're out 40 feet from behind their house. Now, when I looked in and certain questions or whether I meet the obligation, I think I meet it in the property being unique in the fact that the septic mound is located there. It was located when the house was built there. I had nothing to do with it. I purchased the property. The possibility of development, if I read number two, no, it can't be, again, because of the septic. That would stop it. Has the difficulty been created by me? No, it hasn't. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, it won't. It's not in a development. We're in a rural setting. One of the things about my sunroom is that I have to have certain type windows so that my significant other could look out, watch the cows, watch the horses, enjoy the geese coming in. And I enjoy the geese, I'll be honest, not her. But I enjoy watching the geese land and everything else. Will it permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? Not at all. My neighbor actually owns the property behind about five lots all the way up to the farm up the road. So it's not going to impair that at all. Will it be detrimental to public welfare? No, it won't. Will the variance represent the least modifications possible? The answer to that is yes. Is it necessary to afford relief to me? Yes, it is. Will the exception substantially adversely affect the use of adjacent neighbor property? Absolutely not. I wouldn't do anything that would infringe on my neighbors. I am new to the neighborhood. The last thing I want to do is come in there and upset my neighbors. That is not something that I would like to do, just like I would not like my neighbors to do the same. I'm new to the neighborhood. As I said, we moved there. We actually bought the property in October. We know our neighbors just briefly for saying hi, but I did ask them if they would have a problem. If I did that, there was a sign posted for a variance. Every one of them said no, they could care less. They already have buildings, so therefore it wouldn't be a problem. If you'd like to see some pictures of one of my neighbors or the addition that we put on, and when I say it complies, here's two pictures.
You pass them down to me, please. The second, right, Mr. Lane?
The one is the...
Thank you.
The one is the addition of the sunroom, the back of the sunroom. Mm-hmm. And if you look at that window and the window to the right of it, you'll notice they're identical. I had to special order them. I plan on doing the same thing with the barn. If you look at the, the doors that open onto the deck, same thing. Had to special order those because couldn't just have a regular set of doors, had to have the same type windows. Sharon is very adamant, to say the least, about it. I am too. I don't want to turn around and put something up. I could have saved a lot of money on that addition if I would have gone with a cheaper design. Would not have not fit in with the neighborhood, would not fit in with my house. Since I plan on living there for the rest of my life, which I hope is a long time, I want something that's going to last. If you need a plot plan to show exactly where the proposed building is, here's a...
We have one, sir. Thank you.
You were supposed to, but... so you can see. If You have a question? I think I have. I should have. I should have a picture of my neighbor's building, and one neighbor in particular. Whoop. I guess I don't have them with me.
Sure.
It showed his arborvitaes and how his building and his arborvitaes actually are up against his building.
Right.
So it's, I think it may be closer than the setback. I don't care. That's his property. But that's my case. I thank you for any consideration you may give me.
I'm going to see if there's any questions. And you did address those standards. I want to tell you very well. I'm satisfied with that.
Well, thank you.
What's up with you, Mr. Hudson?
Just a curious question. Your property goes all the way in the back and opens up behind the other. It says here on the plot map you have 18.07 acres.
It says that what?
18.07 acres.
Not on my plot plan, so. Yeah, I have 18.7 acres. I'll take it.
All right. What is that?
1.377 is acres.
Somebody's marked the wrong one, Jeff.
Yeah, okay.
It was correct to him, but I was
just trying to.
Okay.
Trying to.
It's immediately adjacent parcel to the parcel reference inside.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Gotcha. It was advertised to be the 0.06.
Okay.
Thank you for that, Mr. Ryan.
Okay. Yes, sir. I thought I owned more than I did.
You were getting excited.
I believe me. Yes, because then I could. Get Sharon. I could get Sharon a horse, and you wouldn't have to watch the neighbors.
Mr. Ricker?
Why couldn't you put it in the front yard?
I could. Number one, I could meet the minimum setback, but it would not be aesthetic. It would be detrimental to the neighborhood. I don't think you'd like to be
what?
Stop detrimental it. to my neighbors. Because I don't think you would like driving down a road, and the first thing you see instead of a house is you see a building sitting out.
You have 134 feet, okay?
Yes, sir.
To your house, and within that 134 feet, let's see, what is it? 60 feet.
60.
Okay, so you're not with an accessory structure. You're not supposed to encroach into the front yard setback, and you would be well. Beyond that, so
I would be within. I would be
within the requirement. Okay.
Yes, sir. But
having your house close.
But aesthetically, it would be terrible because my neighbor at that point, either I would have to or he would have to plant some huge arborvitaes so that he didn't go out in his front yard and see the back of a building. My neighbor on the other side. If they were turning in or driving towards their driveway, they're going to be looking at a building. The people across the street would be looking at end of a building in the front yard. And since no other property on Hunter's Cove Road has a building in the front yard, I don't think I want to set the standard.
No, you're not in the front yard, okay? In other words, you can meet the front yard setbacks.
I wouldn't.
Okay, with no problem.
Okay, no other, let me rephrase that then.
Yeah.
No other house on Hunter's Cove Road has a building forward of the house.
Gotcha.
Okay, I wouldn't want to be the one that starts that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't appreciate it if my neighbor put a building, even though they met the minimum setback.
Okay.
I don't think I'd appreciate my neighbor putting a building up and destroying a country setting. I just think aesthetically.
So you don't think the practical difficulty is being created by you?
No, it's not being created by me, sir.
And why?
Why? Because I didn't put the septic mount in. And that's where I need the exception. I'm going to keep it 11 feet off the septic, 11 feet 10 inches, and I think the minimum is 10 feet. And that's, if I could get a truck through there that could build it and get materials back there, mm-hmm. then I would have put it in the back.
Gotcha.
But since I can't, I'm basically limited to where I could put it. I can't put it on the other side of the yard. I have a gas tank, gas meters, and so forth in the ground, and they would get a little upset.
Well, that answered the other question I had. You can't put it on the other side.
No, sir, I can't because there's an in-ground propane tank.
Propane tanks?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a the cap that sits separate from that with the gauges.
Doesn't show here. That's the reason. That's good. Okay. No more other questions,
sir. Yes, sir.
And Mr. Borman?
No questions.
Okay.
Mr. Lackey, we need a variance to put that in the front anyway, right?
If he didn't increase the front yard, it's technically the first 40 foot.
Right.
No matter how he sets his house. Technically, that's what we consider front yard.
Right.
Okay. I've had that issue before on pools, for example.
Right.
If the house is back further, the pool could be in the front yard, per se, but doesn't meet the front yard setback.
As long as it doesn't encroach into this front yard setback.
Okay.
The front yard is considered, the 30 and the 40 is considered
the
front yard.
If it's on a public road, it's 40. If it's on a subdivision street, it's 30.
30, right. Okay.
Okay. Any further questions?
Mr. Lang.
Sir.
Just looking at the application, it says it's 6.5 foot variance, but it looks to me like if it's 15 foot side yard setback, we'd be looking at it 0.5.
The size of the property and the zoning would require it to be 15 foot. It should be
8.5.
8.5.
Right.
Good job.
Somebody wrote, well, they wrote down what he was requesting, not what he was.
The distance.
Yeah.
And it's not advertised specifically for what it is being.
No, and it's clear when you look at the survey where he's planning on putting it.
Yeah, I marked it myself, 8.5.
All right. And then, thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Me.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Spell it here again.
I'm sorry?
I just want to know how...
Wait a minute, sir. Could you just sit down here again? You don't come back up here, ma'am. Sir, you just sit... Yeah, let him sit down then.
Can you state your name again?
Virginia Williams.
And just for the record, the applicant has previous, or that Ms. Williams has previously been sworn in.
I just want to know how it's going to affect my house. I'm thinking I got the letter, but I don't know that it's really going to affect me. I think I got it because, like, the next door neighbor, the one that owns the 18 point, but I don't have it.
Do you want to see a picture of the survey?
If I could. Go down.
Which neighbor are you, may I ask?
You can't ask.
Oh.
We ask.
Sorry.
Mr. Lank will show you a
Go down,
copy
Mr.
of
Mr. Lank will show you the survey and show him. Then, how close are you to him?
Okay. Did somebody have the one with his neighbor, the one that owns the 18-something?
Which parcel number are yours?
I'm actually on Oak Road, and it's considered... Autumn Acres on lot two. It's really just on a road.
So you're about almost
okay.
Say 150.
We're here.
You're over 600 feet from his lot.
Okay.
You're right here.
Well, that's what I was thinking. It was the gentleman
He's
with all the acreage that
no,
goes
that's,
like
that's
he
right
said,
next to it.
Way behind. Okay.
You're
so
behind.
It doesn't affect me.
Does
at
not,
all.
You're about 600 plus,
you
plus feet away.
No. That's but I. I thought it was like the guy with all the acreage that went back, and
yeah.
I thought he was wanting to put a pole barn closer to my house with the cows and the horses.
We sent everybody a notice along all of Autumn Acres on both Oak Road and
right.
Hunter's Cove Road for courtesy.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay.
So thank you very much, gentlemen.
You're welcome. Okay, then hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I believe the applicant has testified that the property is unique with the mound system to the rear of the property. I don't believe it can otherwise be developed in accordance with the uh, code. I don't believe it was created by the applicant. I believe it will not alter the essential of the character of the neighborhood, and it is a minimum variance to afford relief, so I would move that we approve case number 11,538.
Second that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,538. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Ricker?
Nay.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Okay. Again, then Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated by Mr. Hudson. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 11,538 is approved.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, gentlemen.